To Wall Street and Washington now to look at a story which is a consequence of the election on Tuesday. With the Republicans retaking the House, that means the chairmanships of the financial committees as well go Republican rather than Democrat. And aside from talking about repealing health care, Obamacare, as certain members of the GOP call it, there's also a move to take a new look at financial regulation reform, which was also passed as part of the ambitious Obama agenda. Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner in the New York Times, joins us. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
So I gather Barney Frank is looking for a new office. But aside from the personnel changing, what are the specifics in this alleged reform of FinReg?
So, you know, the Republicans will be taking over the committees in the House. And the House Financial Services Committee is really one of the most important places that you get financial reform implemented. And they're overseeing the SEC and the CFTC and the Fed as they rule out all these new rules. You know, some of the rules are this Consumer Protection Agency that's supposed to watch out for all of us on tricky products. And there's also rules about derivatives, those trading instruments. And there's also rules about trading, proprietary trading banks can do. So there's a lot of rules that they're putting out. And on the one hand, it's not surprising because if you remember all summer long and into this fall, you had a lot of Republican lawmakers at fundraisers telling bankers, it's been widely reported, that they were going to take another look at financial reform. One of the most vocal lawmakers who was saying this is Spencer Baucus, who's a Republican from Alabama, and he actually is the most likely one to take over for Barney Frank on the House Financial Services Committee. And the day after the election this week, he sent a letter to the Treasury Department and other top officials saying he wanted to go through the financial reform, specifically focusing on what rules he thinks will bring down the economy and what rules should be reconsidered or not implemented strongly.
And this proprietary trading issue involves the Volcker Rule, the so-called Volcker Rule. Does this represent a specific policy framework on the part of the GOP, or is it simply a quid pro quo, as it seems to be when you talk about them attending fundraisers and talking about this is what we'll do for you?
So, you know, in Spencer Baucus's letter, he laid out a number of reasons that he thinks it's better for the country to weaken these rules. And among those were, he said that these rules will cost Americans jobs. He says that a number of other countries did not implement similar rules, and so it's going to send banks abroad. You know, he is laying out reasons he thinks that they are bad.
But the reason for the Volcker Rule was to prevent banks by using their proprietary trading capacity to take excessive risks and threaten the entire bank portfolio.
Right. You don't want J.P. Morgan or Goldman Sachs out making risky bets with money that then we'll all be stuck bailing them out if those bets go sideways. So that was the goal of the Volcker Rule, to kind of push banks back to traditional lending, away from trading for themselves.
What about, I mean, it involves the Senate, I suppose, so maybe it's not particularly relevant. The Consumer Protection Commission that was part of this bill, Elizabeth Warren's going to take over that, right?
You know, it's not clear who will be the head of it. She's
right.
A temporary head. In fact, some people are now talking about Barney Frank as a possible person to take it over. It's, you know, it's hard to know. But that's an important one, because that agency is making all kinds of rules about the disclosures banks have to make, the kind of products they can offer. They can't offer so many products that will, you know, quickly rip consumers off. Now, what are the ways the Republicans could stymie all this? You know, they may not pass a new law, but they could defund
slow
things.
Defund
or they could throw
things,
out subpoenas and try
hearings,
to slow down.
Yeah.
Right.
Elizabeth, Louise Story, a Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. The future of FinReg in a Republican House of Representatives. Thanks, Louise.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.